And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 10th of March, 2010. It's the birthday of Henry Watson Fowler, born in Tunbridge, England, 1858, best known to us as the author of A Dictionary of Modern English Usage, published in 1926. Generally referred to as Fowler's Modern English Usage, or even just Fowler's. It sold over 1 million copies. Harold Ross, the editor of The New Yorker, was a big fan of Fowler's, as was T.S. Eliot. H.W. Fowler taught at an Anglican boys' school for almost 20 years, until he was 41 and he had a religious crisis, decided that he was an agnostic and could not keep teaching there. So he moved to an island in the English Channel, where he lived alone in a one-room cottage next door to his brother, who was a tomato farmer. The two brothers did a translation of ancient Greek satirical writings, and then they collaborated on a book called The King's English, a composition manual, in which they advise writers to pass up the temptation for showiness and to be direct, simple, brief, vigorous, and lucid. In the chapter on vocabulary, they wrote, "Prefer the familiar word to the far-fetched. Prefer the concrete word to the abstract. Prefer the single word to the circumlocution. Prefer the short word to the long. Prefer the Saxon word to the romantic." In his 1926 guide, Henry Fowler wrote, "Display of superior knowledge is as great a vulgarity as display of superior wealth." It's a prescriptive book, 700 pages of instructions on what to do and what not to do. But Fowler is okay with prepositions coming at the ends of sentences or starting a sentence with "and." He's not a stickler about the position of adverbs in sentences, and he was amenable to the split infinitive. He said, "There are those who neither know nor care what a split infinitive is, those who do not know but care very much, those who know and condemn, those who know and approve, those who know and distinguish." He said that a split infinitive is not desirable in itself, but it is preferable to either ambiguity or to patent artificiality. Strunk and White's The Elements of Style and William Safire's columns on writing in the New York Times were very much in the Fowler tradition. Here's a poem for today by Michael Heffernan entitled Puttanesca. Before I gave up wondering why everything was a lot of nothing worth losing or getting back, I took out a jar of olives, a bottle of capers, a container of leftover tomato sauce with onions, put a generous portion of each in olive oil, just hot enough but not too hot, along with some minced garlic and a whole can of anchovies, until the mixture smelled like a streetwalker's sweat, then emptied it onto a half pound of penne, beautifully al dente, under a heap of grated pecorino romano, in a wide bowl sprinkled with fresh chopped parsley. If you had been there, I would have given you half and asked you whether its heavenly bitterness made you remember anything you had once loved." Puttanesca by Michael Heffernan, from The Night Breeze Off the Ocean, published by Eastern Washington University Press, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, creators of the Chicago Poetry Tour, a virtual tour of the history of modern poetry featuring archival recordings, photographs, and music. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by LendingTree.com, offering the new Loan Coach, giving personalized financial advice for every step of the lending process. Just one of the many tools at the all-new LendingTree.com. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.